Well, this week the CAM football program is doing its Tackle Hunger program again. We're going to talk with some of the folks involved in that. Football coach Joel Woolham helps to head that up along with a couple of players, Isaac Bauer, Mitchell Williamson. Joe, thanks so much for doing this again this year. How did this ever get started a few years back?
Well, I think this is our eighth year, and, you know, Case Stork was one that kind of headed it for us. Got us involved in it. You know, our kids have always went to the elementary and read to them, and she wanted to take it a step further, so we kind of hook up with the fifth graders over there and, you know, just collect some canned goods and non-perishable food items for the food pantries here and down in Cumberland. You know, and it really helps those people out and gives us a chance to use football, you know, for something good for our community as well.
Well, and it gets a lot of people involved this way, too. It gets your players and other students here in the school district involved in helping out the effort, more awareness, all that kind of stuff, for a good cause. And you get a lot of support, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think last year we had almost 3,000 items. You know, every year we try to break our previous year's total. Throughout the week, kids can bring stuff in. And then, obviously, Wednesday we'll have some stuff going on at Hy-Vee that we'll talk about here in a minute. But it does a good job, and I think it really opens up our eyes as a football team too, that how important this is to our community and how many people, you know, use the food pantry and how important it is to keep it stocked.
How active are the players in this effort?
Oh, Wednesday they're going to be working their tails off for sure. You know, but then Saturday morning we all get together too and count the items, divide them up, and then take them off to Cumberland and to the food pantry here in town in Anita.
Okay, well, let's talk to some of these players here then, too. Isaac, let's start with you. What's your involvement going to be? Are you going to be helping to head up the effort at Hy-Vee on Wednesday?
Yep, I'll be. We'll be splitting into two different groups. One will be helping people become aware outside of Hy-Vee, giving out pamphlets, saying what different cans and different items that you can donate. And then the other group will actually be bagging the groceries and helping the other grocers, you know, carry it to their cars as well.
It's one of those. It's work intensive, I guess, at least for that particular day, right?
Yeah, we do a lot. You know, it's actually going to be from around 6 to 8. You know, so if people want to actually come in, then they could actually really help us out, and we'll be out there for most of the time working our butts off.
Isaac, how long have you been involved in this? Have you done this for several years?
Actually, last year was my first year doing it, and I think it was a great thing that I've started to actually do and help them out, and this will actually be my second year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Is this required of all the players to participate?
It's not required, but it's highly you know, expected of us. You know, it's a really good thing that we do, and we want to help them out, and because they come and support us and do a very good job.
So Isaac says it's not required, Mitchell, but I'm sure there's probably a little peer pressure to make sure that everybody as much as possible gets involved.
Yeah, I mean, like Isaac said, it's not required, but a lot of the guys, like, it's such a good time and it's for such a good cause that there's really no poking or prodding that needs to be done. Everybody's willing to help out and be in the community.
Talk about Hy-Vee's efforts here now, too. You guys are going to be at Hy-Vee. You've done this before. How many times?
This will be my fourth year. So actually, the first year we did it, I was in the fifth grade class. So we walked around the town of Anita and collected items door to door. And then it kind of evolved into where we go to the Hy-Vee and do like Coach and Isaac said, where we have people that will hand out pamphlets and kind of give some information on Tackle Hunger, and then other people that will help bag and carry groceries. So it's really evolved to where we're at now and hope to keep it going for many years to come.
Yeah, Hy-Vee's been a pretty good partner for you guys in doing this. You get a lot of support when you're there?
Definitely, yeah. They enjoy having us there, and we enjoy working with them. And it's just it's a good deal to have a business like that that you can go to and a lot of people can come in and help out.
Does this help in getting the community a little bit more involved with the football team then too, the awareness building, that type of thing? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, especially with a game like the Exira-Elkhorn game. It's a big rivalry game, so there's a lot of people there, and I think we can get a lot of donated items, and it brings a lot more of the community in, not just for the football, but the whole raising of this food pantry donation. It's really a big community builder.
And visiting fans are welcome to participate in this too, right?
Yeah, most definitely. They can donate at the game, so.
Okay, very Very good. Joe, talk a little bit about the food pantry and their needs that they have. They've got to appreciate the extra spike in donations.
Yeah, you know, they absolutely do. And heading into, you know, the fall and holiday season as well, too, when, you know, they're probably at their peak. You know, and it's very eye-opening to go in there and give them all the donations, and then all the ladies that work in there, you know, talk about how this will, you know, get them through most of winter. So it's really eye-opening to see how many people in our community, you know, are using the food pantry, and you know, sometimes, you know, you don't understand how much some community members out there are struggling to find food to eat. So it is really eye-opening and humbling experience.
Well, isn't that the point in doing this? Make sure some of the players understand that, you know, we all tend to live in our own world. We all hang around people that are similar to us. That's how we generate our friendships and things. We sometimes think the entire world is the world that we know around us. It's good to open up, especially the youngsters' eyes here early on, and make them understand that, you know, they may be living well, but not everybody's like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's a big reason behind, you know, having the football team do it, is it opens their eyes. And you know, hopefully down the road, when, you know, they're young men and young adults, that they can make good decisions and help people out too down the road when they're in good situation.
Typically, when we do fundraisers, things like that for food pantry locations, we're looking for usual items, canned items, boxed items, non-perishable type things. Is that pretty much the list you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, along with that, you know, the backpack program that supports some kids at the elementary sends home foods home with them on Friday. So you can also do like Ziploc bags, get, you know, the big Ziploc bags to help us pack stuff for kids and that. And you know, some evaporated dried milk, stuff like that, cereals that'll help the kids on the weekends as well.
Now, I see you've got some local businesses and groups and organizations and things that are listed as sponsors for this effort, too. Hy-Vee, obviously, we understand their sponsorship and their involvement in this, but how do some of these others help to be involved?
A lot of the business, you know, I think give a monetary donation to get their name on the T-shirts that we have, on the back of our T-shirts that they have, you know, and help support us in that route as well. So, you know, if anybody wants to do that, you know, you can talk to Kay Stork next year and get on board with that if you want to help us out and be a sponsorship. One thing about Hy-Vee, too, that they do, not only do they help us there with allowing us to go in there and help us with the food drive, they also feed our kids. So our kids will actually take a shift through, and they'll get fed as well. So Hy-Vee is a great sponsor for us.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. So, Mitchell, you guys look forward to this every year? Is this something the football team puts on the calendar?
Yeah, it's definitely something we look forward to, and having a big game, it gives you something else to look forward to besides just the football. So it really teaches us a lot of life skills, is that it's not just about football, and that, like Coach said, it's a very humbling experience, and so it's always something to look forward to every year.
Is this kind of a good team-building experience too?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of guys will carpool over to Hy-Vee, and so there's a lot of bonding time that goes in there. And just all the time that we spend in those different shifts, those guys being around them for 2 hours where you're in a different environment from where you're normally at in practice, it brings us a lot closer together.
Isaac, do you see the growth in this program from year after year?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure there's going to be a much bigger turnout this year than last year, because, you know, it's going to keep building and building, and the awareness is just going to become even more, even after me and Mitchell are gone, and I hope they carry it even bigger than afterwards.
Yeah, you bet. And do you guys set a goal before you start this, or do you just happy with whatever you come up with?
I mean, obviously we're happy with whatever we come with, but like what Coach said, we always want to get even bigger goals than what we did last year, and hopefully we can reach that this year too.
Well, that's awesome. Well, give them the sales pitch. Why should everybody participate? If nothing else, just come on out to Hy-Vee and be a part of it there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just a good cause that people should absolutely be a part of. And again, like what we've been saying, it's more than football, and you know, it's just a big community builder, and everyone should definitely be a part of it.
Very good. Sounds like, Joe, you've got a lot of good leadership here on the football team, too. If they're willing to lead in a program like this, they're probably pretty good about leading in the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. And these two guys that you're talking to today are our captains. You know, so they do a fantastic job each and every day, and not just being on the football team, being leaders in the football team, but in the weight room, in the classroom, everything they do. We're very lucky to have these two guys on our team.
Very good. So, again, this Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Atlantic IAV. So it's not just for the CAM community. Anybody can participate who's going to be there that day. But then also they invite folks from the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton communities to participate as well. Maybe they want to bring something out to the game this Friday night here in Oneida and be a part of that as well as the CAM community. Sounds like a good project. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the coverage.